Hi, wherever you're listening to this, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Rakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. An important conference is to take place tomorrow in New Delhi on India's international role with respect to technologies that are considered dual use, meaning civilian and industrial use, but also for defense and military applications. India's Directorate General of Foreign Trade, Department of Commerce, in partnership with the Ministry of External Affairs and other government agencies, is organizing the National Conference on Strategic Trade Controls tomorrow at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. The conference will focus on India's strategic trade control related to SCOMET, an export controls system, and international best practices on export of dual-use goods, software, and technologies, according to a government statement circulated by the Press Information Bureau yesterday. SCOMET stands for Special Chemicals, Organisms, Materials, Equipment, and Technologies. Registrations for the conference have been invited by DGFT through its website. International speakers, including the chair of the 1540 Committee of United Nations Security Council and the chair of Missile Technology Control Regime, senior government officials, including the Commerce Secretary, member Customs of CBIC, Director General of DGFT, and others would be participating. DGFT expects that more than 500 industry representatives will attend the one-day conference. The thematic sessions planned during the conference will focus on various aspects of India's strategic trade control system, including the legal and regulatory framework, the steps taken to streamline the SCOMET policy and licensing processes, the enforcement mechanism, and supply chain compliance programs. India published its first SCOMET list as part of its Foreign Trade Development and Regulation Act of 1992. In 2010, the Act was amended to add a new chapter, including a section that deals with controls on exports of specified goods, services, and technologies, giving the central government the power to monitor and amend the list of such goods, services, and technologies. Currently, the list includes goods, services, and tech under 9 categories, ranging from nuclear technologies to aviation and aerospace to electronics, to chemicals, and biotech. And that's One Thing Today in Tech. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.